Praise and thank God. I have another opportunity to share and learn the Word of God with brothers and sisters.
感谢主有这样一个美好的机会能够在这边与各位弟兄姐妹一同来学习主的道理。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day.
今天是我们的安息圣日。
Six days we toil, but on the seventh day we come to rest.
六日我们工作忙碌，在第七天我们来到神的家中享受安息。
So may God bless all the brothers and sisters for observing the Holy Sabbath day.
愿神大大的赐福与大家能够一同来同守安息圣日。
So one of the growing trends on social media and the internet these days is something called a gender reveal.
现在我们在社交媒体上有一个很流行的一个趋势呢，就是宝宝的这个性别的揭晓的派对。
Upcoming parents like to invite all of their friends and family to a party so they can reveal the gender of their baby.
这些准爸爸、准妈妈呢，就邀请他的朋友来参加，来看一下他未来他要生的这个孩子的性别。
So the trend nowadays is to spend large amounts of money and have elaborate planning for these parties.
那所以这些就要花费很多的钱跟计划来办这样的一个盛大昂贵的一个派对。
I'm sure many people have already seen examples of these.Gender reveals online.
我想在座的弟兄姐妹也许都有机会在网上面看到这种盛大的这个性别揭晓的派对。
I've seen quite a few, and usually when I see them, I feel that it's a complete waste of money and effort.
那我也曾经看过几个这样的一个派对的。那我个人呢是觉得是蛮浪费钱的。
Some of these parties can cost well into the thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars.
甚至这些派对可能要花上几千甚至几万的钱来筹备。
A recent one I saw, somebody actually hired an airplane to fly over their house.
那甚至我最近看到的是他们有请这个飞机呢飞到他们的这个派对现场。
I think that most people attending these parties also feel that maybe it's not the best use of money.
那或许参加的这些朋友呢，也会觉得这个不是最佳这个使用钱的一个方式。
Unless you're the parents, you're usually not as excited.
那所以他们不像这些准爸爸、准妈妈这样的一个兴奋。
But I suppose as long as the parents are happy and they feel it's money well spent, that's all that matters.
所以我觉得只要这些准爸爸、准妈妈觉得值得了，那这个也是没有关系的。
But I think that this scenario goes for most things in life generally as well.
那在我们生活当中呢，我们可能也许会有这样的一个状况产生。
It's very easy for outsiders to look at a certain situation or even look at other people.
那或我们这些局外人呢，看待这些事情呢，或看待这些人呢，也会有这样的一个看待的方式。
It's very easy for us to make a quick judgment.
我们很快的呢，我们就会来做一个评论。
We quickly determine whether that person is wasting time or money.
我们很快的可能就会评论说，这样的人他是不是好好的使用他们的金钱或者是他们的时间精力。
Or what they're doing, we determine it is of no value.
那我们或许觉得他这样做是没有任何价值的。
Like sometimes we like to judge people, oh, the certain car brand they drive. If we don't like it, then we think it's a waste.
我们或许看到别人开的车我们不喜欢我们就觉得哎呀这个真的是浪费钱啊
Or maybe it's a clothing brand that we don't like.
或者是有些这个牌子我们是不知道的
And we judge other people based on these decisions.
那我们可能就按照他们的这些事情我们就很快加的做一个评论
And we judge according to our own value system.
我们是按照我们个人的一个自己的价值观来做这样的一个判断
If it doesn't align with what we think and how we would do it,
那如果跟我们所想的我们平常做的方式不同的话
So then we tend to look down on other people
我们可能就会轻视或看不起他们所做的事情
So spiritually speaking sometimes we also find we do the same thing with the church and our fellow brothers and sisters
在属灵上来说我们可能也会有犯像这样的一个错误对于我们的教会或者我们的亲爱的这些弟兄姐妹们
Even if it's not very obvious to others or obvious to ourselves
虽然看起来不是这样的一个明显
Yeah, but we might start to critique and judge others.
我们可能会, 做出一些, 判断或论断。
Maybe we judge how they worship or even how they serve God.
我们可能会论断他们如何的敬拜神, 或他们如何的服侍神。
But oftentimes we do so according to our own standards.
那这个往往是按照我们个人自身的一个标准来看。
And oftentimes it really doesn't align with what God likes and dislikes.
我们不是按照神他的一个标准来。 他神喜不喜悦这件事情来看。
The Bible actually records a very similar incident.
在圣经里面也记载了一个蛮类似的一个例子。
There was a certain woman who made an offering to Lord Jesus.
那在圣经里面描述有一位女人呢, 她, 对神献, 献了一件, 做了一件事情。
But some of the disciples were quick to criticize what she had done.
那门徒呢, 就开始对这个女人呢, 就, 论断她。
And they were quick to say that was very wasteful.
那他们马上的就对他的行为呢，做出说这是非常浪费钱金钱的。
But Lord Jesus thought otherwise.
那然而主耶稣却不是这样的觉得。
But isn't what Lord Jesus thinks the most important thing?
那主耶稣的想法，这件事情是不是最重要的呢？
So for today's mutual encouragement, I'd like to share this topic of she has done what she could.
所以今天我要用这个主题作为我们大家的勉励，就是他做了他能做的。So
let's open our Bibles to the book of Mark chapter 14 verse 3.
请大家一同翻开圣经马可福音。Mark
chapter 14 verse
3. 马可福音第14章第3节。And
being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. 4. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? 5. For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. 6.
第六节,
but Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. 7.
第七节,
for you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do good to them. But me, you do not have always. 8.
第八节,
she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. 9.
第九节,
assuredly, I say to you, whenever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. So we can see here that Lord Jesus was sitting at a table at the house of Simon the leper.
我们在这边看到主耶稣当时是在长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候。
And then a certain woman came and poured oil from an alabaster flask on Jesus' head.
那有一个女人呢，拿着一瓶真拿达香膏，就把膏浇在主耶稣的头上。
And then this oil that was poured and offered was very expensive.
那这瓶香膏呢，是非常非常昂贵的。
So this oil comes from a very specific plant.
那这个香膏呢，是从一种非常特别的植物当中萃取的。
And it grows in Asia.
那这个植物特别是长在亚洲。
So this oil has to be imported all the way from Asia to Jerusalem.
所以这瓶香膏呢，是要从亚洲呢一路的出口到这个以色列耶路撒冷。
So it's very rare.
所以是非常稀罕罕有的。
So after she anointed Lord Jesus with the oil,
那当她帮主耶稣浇香膏浇在主耶稣头上的时候，
she was immediately criticized for wasting such a precious resources by some of the disciples.
那门徒呢，就有些门徒开始很快的呢，就马上对这件事情做了一个非常快的一个评论。
But what the disciples thought was wasteful.
那对于门徒而言呢，他觉得这样一个举动呢，是一个浪费。
Lord Jesus thought it was good.
然而对主耶稣而言，这是一件美事。
That's why Lord Jesus replied.
所以呢，主耶稣回答了说，
she has done a good work for me.
他说他在我的身上做的是一件美事。So
likened to our spiritual life today,
在我们属灵生活上面,
the most important thing is that we do what is pleasing to Lord Jesus.
我们最重要的是要讨神的喜悦。
And this is what this woman did. She focused on pleasing Lord Jesus, even at the expense of being looked down by the disciples.
那他愿意不惜让这些门徒来瞧不起、看轻他，他也愿意要去讨神的喜悦。
On the other hand, the disciples are the closest people to Lord Jesus.
然而门徒呢，却是这个跟主耶稣最亲近的人。
They followed him day in and day out, and they, of all the people, they heard the most teachings from Jesus.
门徒们出出入入都跟主耶稣在一起，听了主耶稣许多的教导。
But yet they were unable to know what pleases him.
那然而他却都不能够明了。
When they looked at the situation, they interpreted it entirely wrong.
那他完全把这样的一个情况呢，错误的来解释了他。
So today we need to learn from this woman.
所以我们必须要从今天的这个女人的身上呢，能够得到一个很好的学习。
To know what pleases Lord Jesus.
我们要知道如何能够讨神的喜悦。And
if we know what pleases Lord Jesus, then we will be able to do good work for him.
我们如果我们知道如何讨神的喜悦，我们就会在主的面前做美好的事情。And
we also need to learn how to avoid being like some of the disciples in this particular situation.
我们也要学习如何能够避免像门徒一样所犯的，在这样的一个时刻犯的这样的一个错误。Unable
to discern what is good and quick to judge other people incorrectly.
不能够辨别情况，能这样善加的就对别人，怎么这么快的时间内就做出了一个评论。
So the first point is,
所以第一点,
be mindful of the things of God.
我们要体贴神的意思。
So as we just read, some of the disciples complained that the oil used on Lord Jesus could have been sold for a large amount of money.
我们刚才才读过的经节里面看到，门徒对于这个香膏用在主耶稣的身上是非常浪费金钱的事。So
this is about one year's wage of a worker.
那这样香膏的价值呢，是差不多一个工人一年的一个薪资。So
it's not a small amount by any measure.
那在用任何的情况下来看，这样的一瓶香膏真的价值非常的昂贵。So
even though this oil was very fragrant and it gave off a very pleasant aroma.
那这样的一个香膏呢，真的给到，真的散发一个非常好的一个香气。
Now we know for a fact that its effects are very temporary.
那我们知道这样的香气呢是非常短暂的。
The aroma will only last maybe one day, two at tops.
那这样愉悦的香气呢，可能最多只能够大概一到两天左右。
So if we use that type of reasoning to look at the situation,
我们用我们的一些理智的思考来看待这件事情。
Then we can determine, yeah, it's not a good use of the resource.
我们就决定说，哎，这样的事情是真的是浪费资源。
An expensive product for momentary pleasure.
那这样的一个耗费所致，就用在这个短暂的欢愉上面。
I think many of us sitting here would also agree that that's a waste.
对，我们在座许多的弟兄姐妹，或许我们也会同意这样的一个想法。
The money could have provided countless meals to the poor.
或许把这个香膏卖了以后，可以周济很多的，准备很多的餐点给贫穷的人。
It could help widows and orphans.
我们可以帮助这些孤儿寡妇。
And maybe even that money could be used to buy a chapel or further the ministry in the long run.
或许这样的钱呢，我们可以来买会堂，甚至能够在做传福音的圣工上面。
The list goes on and on what you could have used that money for.
我们可以用这样的钱，可以做很多很多很美好的一个圣工。
But if we try to rationalize it this way, then our mind becomes very narrow on the situation.
当我们的心思这样的一个狭隘的时候，我们就只能这样的想而已。
So it's true, if we want to try to make the most physical, responsible decision at the moment based on common sense.
那当然我们希望我们在做决定的时候，我们能够按照常理来做一个最好的一个判断。
Yes, it's a waste.
那不然的话就是浪费了。
You could even make the argument that selling this oil would be in everyone's best interest.
可能我们会跟别人争论，如果我们卖掉了这个香膏，能够对大家是最大的好处的。
So selling the oil could be made, the person suggesting selling the oil could be made out of good intentions.
那或许提供这样的意见的人卖掉这个香膏帮助别人，是出自于他一个非常好的一个想法。
But what did Lord Jesus say?
但是主耶稣说什么呢？
Let's go back to Mark chapter 14 verse 7.
我们看一下马可福音十四章第七节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 7.
马可福音十四章第七节。
For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. The Lord Jesus is once again reminding his disciples, he will not be here on earth for much longer.
在这边主耶稣基督再一次的提醒门徒他与各位门徒在一起的时间已经不久了。
And if they want to help the poor in the future, you know, they will be there and they can do so at another time.
他如果想要周济穷人他可以在任何时刻都做可以做这件事善事。
But the chance to offer to Lord Jesus directly will soon be gone forever.
然而能够亲自的用在主耶稣身上的这个机会真的不多了。
And this is what set this woman apart from the disciples.
这也就是这位女人跟别的门徒不同最大的地方。
She wanted to offer to Lord Jesus at that moment.
她想要在这个最把握机会这个时刻来献上。
To do her best with her limited ability.
她用她所有的所能够的献上给主耶稣。
She knew Lord Jesus would soon depart, so she acted on this knowledge.
她知道主耶稣在世的日子不多了，所以她要把她最好的献给主。
She wanted to anoint his body ahead of time before his eventual crucifixion and burial.
她要在主耶稣在钉在十字架安葬以前，她要为主耶稣亲自的来用香膏浇在主耶稣的头上。
And what she wanted to do is she wanted to showgratitude for his upcoming sacrifice.
他要为主耶稣即将要做的这个这么大的救恩的牺牲来献上一个感恩。
So today, if we really believe that Lord Jesus is the Son of God,
如果今天我们真的相信神就是主耶稣就是神子
and you really believe that he died for everybody's sin.
那主耶稣真的为了我们的罪人牺牲了自己钉在十字架上。
If he was among us today.
如果他今天就在我们当中。
And if you had the opportunity to do something like this.
我们如果有机会能够做一些事情。
Would you think that oil, using the oil that way is a waste?
我们还会觉得这个香膏用在主耶稣身上是一种浪费吗？
Can you put a price on such an opportunity?
你可以用任何的价钱来衡量这样的一个举动吗？
I think everybody would agree that that's not nearly enough and it's actually impossible to repay.
我们大家都应该可以感觉到是没有任何的一个金钱可以跟这样的一个举动来衡量的。
So that shows you the thought process of some of the disciples at that moment.
所以我们用这样来想的话我们可以看得出来当时门徒的想法。
Yeah, they did not even consider that Lord Jesus would soon depart to earth.
门徒根本都没有完全想到主耶稣在世的日子不久了。
Nor appreciate what he was about to do for them.
那他们也没有对于主耶稣即将要的这个牺牲呢有任何的感恩之心。
That could be one of the reasons why they thought it was waste of oil.
这也就是为什么他们会觉得这个女人所做的举动完全是一种浪费。
Let's take a look at the book of Mark chapter 8.
我们来看一下马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8 verse 31.
马可福音第八章三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. 32.
三十二节。
He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. 33. But when he had turned around and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of things of God, but the things of men. So even here in a few chapters back in the book of Mark,
我们看一下马可的这些经节。
Lord Jesus already told the disciples and Peter,that he will soon be killed and resurrected after 3 days.
那主耶稣告诉了彼得还有门徒说他即将要受死在三天以后会复活。
But when, in this instance, when Peter heard this again, he quickly rebuked Lord Jesus.
那在彼得听到了主耶稣讲了这些话以后他马上的就拉着主耶稣劝主耶稣说。
Peter did not like what he was hearing.
那彼得不喜欢听到主耶稣讲的这些话。
Yeah, he did not want Lord Jesus to depart from the earth.
因为他不希望主耶稣他要受死离开人世。
And you could say that Peter's actions and his intentions actually came out of good intentions.
其实彼得是出自于他内心的真诚，他这样的一个举动是好的意图。
And Peter said these things because he loved Lord Jesus.
彼得会这样说，是因为他真心的爱主耶稣。
He always wanted to have his teacher close by.
他希望他亲爱的老师常常就在他身边。
But we know that if Jesus is not crucified,
我们知道如果主耶稣不钉在十字架上,
then God's salvation plan will not be fulfilled.
那神的救恩的计划就不能够成就。
So that's why Jesus quickly rebuked Peter.
所以主耶稣马上的就责备彼得。
And he said in verse 33,
在33节说到,
you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
主耶稣跟彼得说, 你不体贴神的意思, 只体贴人的意思。
Yeah, he was thinking in man's perspective, not God's.
他是用人的角度来看这件事情, 而不是用神的角度来看。
Peter wanted Lord Jesus around for his own benefit.
那他为了自己, 他想要主耶稣就在他的身边。
And perhaps he wanted Lord Jesus around for the benefit of the other disciples and even the lame and the sick.
那或许为了别的门徒, 或者为了那些生病的, 为了那些瘸腿的, 都, 主耶稣在身边, 都是有好处的。
Yeah, if Lord Jesus died, then he cannot continue to heal the lame and the sick.
那主耶稣如果受死了, 他就没有办法做这些医治的工作。
So Peter could have felt very justified making these comments.
那, 彼得做的这些的一个评论呢, 似乎看起来是很正确的。
Yeah, but Lord Jesus quickly rebuked him for thinking this way.
那, 主耶稣马上的就责备彼得。
He said, for you are not mindful of the things of God.
因为你不体贴神的意思,
no, but the things of men.
你只体贴人的意思。
And this is exactly what happened with some of the disciples when they criticized this woman for offering the oil to Jesus.
这就是为什么当时的门徒会马上的就对这个女人的举动做出一个, yeah, this, 这个评论。
Criticizing this woman and saying it's a waste, this was according to the mind of men.
那这是因为按照人的意思呢, 就会觉得这个女人的这样的一个举动呢, 完全是一个浪费。
So today for us, it's very important that we are not mindful of things of men.
所以对我们今天而言, 我们要学习到, 我们不要体贴我们人自己的意思,
but mindful of God.
我们要体贴神的意思。
Especially when it comes to our spiritual life.
特别是在我们属灵的生活上面,
yeah, we need to make sure that we have a spiritual eye and spiritual discernment when it comes to the things we do and as well as in church.
在我们看待我们的, 这个生活, 我们的教会的时候, 我们要有很好的属灵的眼光, 要有很好的属灵的辨别洞悉的能力。
Now, oftentimes we think we know what is best.
我们常常觉得我们知道的是最好的。
And usually that comes from us trying to do what's best for ourselves and maybe even others.
我们试着要去做对我们自己对他人最好的事。
But we draw from our own experiences and our own wisdom.
我们常常是用我们个人的经验或者我们的, 我们所有的这个智慧。
However, if we're not careful to be mindful of the things of God,
我们可能我们不小心的话, 我们就, 没有办法体贴神的意思了。
If we do not base our thinking from the teachings and the words of God,
我们要按照神的这个话语跟神的教训来做。
Yeah, then it could not be pleasing to Lord Jesus.
那我们如果不这样去做的话, 我们就没有办法讨神的喜悦。
But if we allow the teachings and the words of God to guide our footsteps and our actions,
用神的道理, 神的教训来, 引导我们的脚中,
it will be better to judge and better able to make decisions.
让我们能够做出更好的一个判断。
Knowing what pleases God and what doesn't.
那哪些事情是讨神喜悦, 哪些是不讨神喜悦的。
So the second point.
第二点,
we must not be indignant.
第二点是我们不要发怒。
Let's go back to the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 4.
我们再回来看马可福音14章。
Mark, chapter 14, verse 4.
马可福音14章第4节。
But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, why was this fragrant oil wasted? 5.
第5节。
For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. And they criticized her sharply. So among those who witnessed this woman pouring oil on Jesus,
在这个, 女人做出对主耶稣擦膏，用香膏浇在主耶稣头上的时候，旁边的这些人呢？It says
that there were some among them who felt indignant.
在这边描述了有几个人心中很不喜悦。And
this word that was used to describe these people indignant.
那这边讲到他们不高兴、不喜悦。The
meaning is. The feeling or showing anger.
那这边就是指一种情绪，表达他们的愤怒。Because
they feel something is unjust or unworthy.
因为他们觉得这个事情不值得或者不正确。So
some of Jesus' disciples felt angry towards this woman.
主耶稣的几个门徒对这个女人的举动表达了他们的不喜悦跟愤怒。And
they felt that what she did is unjust or unworthy.
他们觉得这个女人所做的这个举动是不正确的，是不值得的。So
that's why this person erupted with a very emotional response.
所以他们的情绪就很大的爆发了。This
person might not have agreed with how the oil was used.
他们可能不同意这个香膏的使用的方法。As
they might have strongly felt it could have been put to better use.
他们或许觉得这应该可以有这个香膏可以有别的用途。But
why get upset and judge this woman so harshly?
为什么他们要这样的生气对这个女人这样子的一个非常严厉的一个批判呢?
It says that they criticize her sharply.
他在这边非常严厉的对这个女人做出了一个评论。In
front of Jesus and the other disciples.
在这个主耶稣的面前，在门徒的面前，and
it created a scene.
他们有这样的一个场面出现。We
know that there's 12 other disciples.
我们知道主耶稣有12个门徒。I'm
sure that at least more than one of them could have disagreed with how this oil was used.
或许呢，其中会有一位他不同意这样的一个香膏如何的使用。But
not all of them were indignant and angry.
但是不是全部的门徒呢，都对这件举动呢，表达了非常严厉的一个非常的愤怒。We
actually know through the other gospel books that the only person who was indignant and criticized this woman was Judas.
我们从别的福音书里面可以看到，其中这一位表达他非常大愤怒的人是谁？
Let's take a look at the book of John, chapter 12.
请大家翻开约翰福音。John
chapter 12, verse 4.
约翰福音十二章第四节。John
chapter 12, verse 4.
约翰福音十二章第四节。
One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, 5.
第五节。
Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? 6.
第六节。
Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And he had the money box, and he used to take what was put into it. So this is a classic case of misdirection from Judas.
那这边是我们可以看到有大会做出来的这样的一个误导大家的一个例子。He
says something one. He says one thing with his mouth, but he means another with his heart.
常常他的嘴里是这样说，他的心里呢却是有另外一种想法。He
he says with his mouth he cares for the poor.
他嘴里说，他想到的是这些贫穷的穷人。But
his heart is filled with greed.
但是他的心里却充满了贪婪。That's
why he was indignant and angry at this woman.
所以为什么他非常生气的来对这个女人说话？Because
he missed the opportunity to steal some of that 300 denarii, should it have been sold.
那他失去了这个大好的机会，可以从这300两的银子当中，从中能够获利。
So this is a perfect example that all actions is actually traced from the heart.
所以我们知道我们行为呢，都是来自于我们心里的。So
indignant also means not only being angry, but feeling something is unjust.
在这边这个字呢，它不光只是呢表示你的不喜悦，还你觉得不正确、不值得。So
it's implied that Judas also believed in his own lies.
甚至呢。 这个犹大他自己都相信了他自己的谎言。Yeah,
he might have truly felt that this oil should have been sold.
他这个真的觉得这个香膏呢应该要被好好的卖掉。So
that the proceeds could go to taking care of the poor.
所以这个钱呢就能够来周济穷人。Yeah,
that's what he might have thought, but we know that his true intention was theft.
那我们知道他这样是这样想的，但他真正的意图呢，其实是想要从中来窃取钱。
And he might not have been aware of it.
他自己可能都不自觉。
And this is kind of the scariest thing about humans.
这也是我们真的觉得人类真的觉得非常害怕的事情。
No one really knows what's inside a person's heart.
我们没有办法能够探知别人的心里到底在想些什么。
A lot of times people say one thing, but and it actually can sound quite convincing.
或许这个人嘴里所讲的听起来很好听。
But what's inside the heart is totally opposite.
或许他内心所想的跟他嘴里的是完全不同的。
And this is the root of most arguments and quarrels in life.
这就是为什么我们容易造成我们彼此之间的争论的原因。
Let's take a look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 17.
请大家一同翻开耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
耶利米书17章第9节。
Verse 9.
耶利米书17章第9节
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10.
第10节
I know the Lord searched the heart. I test the mind even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So we only deceive ourselves today if we think we are nothing like Judas.
如果我们自己觉得我们不像犹大，那真的我们就是自欺欺人了。
All of us have greed, jealousy, and anger towards one another.
我们在对别人，我们都会有贪婪，我们都会有嫉妒，我们都会有愤怒的时候。
We also often feel pride and other negative feelings.
我们会有骄傲，我们有很多负面的情绪。
And it's not just once or twice in our life.
这个不是只是发生一两次而已。
Yeah, it's actually quite often.
大部分的时间我们都会有这样的一个状况产生
Whether we know it or not
或者我们有自觉或者不自觉
And just as God said, He's the only one who can search the heart of man and test the minds
就像在这个经节讲的 神是唯一能够鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的
Other than God, who can truly know what's in a man's heart?
除了神,我们是没有办法能够知道每一个人心里面真正的心思意念
So I remember there was something that happened a long time ago.
我记得在这件事情是发生在很久以前。
The church was trying to establish a lunchtime prayer.
我们希望在午餐以后能够有一个祷告会。
And it was to pray for a certain challenge or an event that was coming up.
我们要为一些各样的圣工或者我们面到圣工上面临的一些困难来祷告。
But there was one person who was very against this idea of prayer.
但其中有一位信徒呢，就对这样的一个这个 祷告会呢，持非常反对的意见。
More than just against it, they were very vocal.
他不是只是反对而已，他还很就是大声的在这边讲。
They provided many reasons why there shouldn't be a prayer.
他提供了很多的原因，为什么不要有祷告会。
Most people could not figure out why this person was so against implementing this prayer.
其实很多的人会想，为什么这个人他这样的反对祷告会呢？
And then objecting, being so adamant and objecting against it.
那为什么要这样愤怒的，好像不高兴这个祷告会的，要有祷告会？
Yeah, if you don't want to pray, you know, that's fine, but why do you want to stop others?
如果你自己不想参加, 那也没有关系,为什么要阻挡别人来参加呢?
And it turns out that this person was against the prayer because they themselves didn't want to pray.
最后我们发现,为什么他反对呢? 因为他自己不想来参加祷告会。
Yeah, but also, they did not want to look bad if other people are praying and they're not praying.
那他想不想要让自己,别人呢,去参加,自己没有参加,让自己觉得好像看起来很羞愧,别人瞧不起他。
Worried about how they're being perceived.
那可能 他很在乎别人的眼光。
Yeah, that's the deep down reason, but no one would ever say that's the reason.
这个是在他内心深处的这样的一个想法，但是没有人能够知道他有这样的一个想法。
So next time in our life,
所以在我们的生活当中,
if we ever feel indignant,
如果我们觉得有发怒的时候,
if we're angry towards our brothers and sisters, or we're angry at the church,
我们对弟兄姐妹, 我们对教会有不高兴的时候,
you feel that there's an injustice that was done.
我们觉得这件事情是合乎情理的, 是正确的, 应该可以这样发脾气的。
Kneel down and pray.
我们要跪下来祷告。
Ask Lord Jesus to search our hearts.
求神能够, 鉴察我们的心。
Though you may not agree with what is happening,
或许我们对于这些事情我们不同意。
Yeah. ask Lord Jesus to search our hearts. Why are we reacting this way?
我们要求神检查我们的内心，为什么我们会这样的不高兴？
The third point.
第三点,
she has done what she could.
她做到了她所能做的。
Let's take a look at Mark chapter 14, verse 8.
我们再回来看马可福音14章。
Mark chapter 14, verse 8.
马可福音14章第8节。
She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Verse 9.
第9节,
Assuredly I say to you, whenever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. So this woman, despite not being a disciple or someone who has performed miracles,
虽然这个女人她不是门徒，她也不能够行这些神迹奇事。
She never preached to the multitudes.
她也没有办法站在讲台跟众人来传道。
But through this simple gesture of offering this oil,
她做的这个小小的献为主耶稣献上香膏的这样一个小小的举动。
Her offering will be an example, and told to those to and preached to everyone, even to this day.
那她这样的一个美好的这样的举动呢，在普天之下，不论在什么地方传这个福音，也都要诉说这个女人所做的。
So being a memorial to her.
以为纪念。
Yeah, she has received the highest compliment from Lord Jesus.
她从神那边得到最高最大的一个赞美与称许。
Right, in Mark chapter 14, verse 6.
在马可福音14章第6节,
yeah, Jesus said that she has done a good work for me.
那主耶稣说, 她在我身上做的是一件美事。
For the Greek translation for good work.
那在希腊的原文这边呢, 讲到这个美事呢,
it can also mean morally good.
是讲说做正确的事情,
as well as something lovely.
也是做了一件非常美好的事。So
not only did she take the opportunity to anoint Lord Jesus before he died,
那这个女人不光只是在主耶稣受洗以前把握机会, 用这个香膏来浇在主耶稣身上。
But in verse 8, it also says that she has come beforehand.
那在第八节讲到她预先准备了。
So not only was it a thoughtful gesture, but it was very deliberate.
这个不光只是一件很贴心美好的事，甚至他是刻意的、很有准备的去做这件事。And
this is what Lord Jesus was looking at.
这是我们主耶稣向我们所想要看到的。And
how he judged the situation.
他如何来判断这件事情。He
not actually pay attention to what was being offered.
他不是在乎的是究竟这个女人献上的是什么。It
was not because of the expensive oil or the missed opportunity for selling it for large amounts of money.
主耶稣看到的不是这个昂贵价钱的昂贵，或者是错失了这个美好的机会来卖掉周济穷人。
He looked at the heart and the intent of what she was doing.
他看到她里面的心跟她的心思意念。
She did something that was morally good and lovely.
她做了一件正确的一件美好的善事。
Something that the disciples, especially Judas, overlooked.
那这些是门徒，最重要的是犹大他们所轻看的。
So today is very important for us to understand and learn the significance of what this woman did.
我们要从你这个女人所做的这些，我们能够得到一个很好的一个教训。
Many times we think and we feel that we know what is best.
我们常常觉得我们也知道什么是最好的。
And what we should offer to Lord Jesus.
我们知道应该献给主耶稣什么。
The first thing we normally do is we look at and identify our strength and areas which we are strongest.
我们常常看到的是我们看看自己自身有什么我们最大的一个长处。
Yeah, and we try to impact the church in the most meaningful way we think we know how.
我们知道或我们觉得可以怎么样一个最好的方式能够影响一个教会。
But sometimes it's the simplest acts.
那往往这个最简单的一个小小的举动。
And the service that we do that no one else notices.
或许这样的一个举动呢，是没有人察觉到的。
Oftentimes these are the most pleasing things to Lord Jesus.
或许这对主耶稣就是主耶稣最喜悦的事。
When things are done because it's morally good and lovely.
因为这件事情做的是 对的是一件美事。
Instead of what makes sense and what is rational to us.
或许对别人的常理或对别人是不合乎情理的。
This woman could not do much for Lord Jesus.
她对神不能够做很多大事。
She could not preach, she could not feed the poor or perform miracles.
她不能够正道传福音或者是周济穷人。
All she could do was offer oil.
她唯一能做的就是献上这个香膏。
Something that was very temporarily enjoyed.
或许这个只是短暂的一个愉悦。
Yeah, on the grand scheme of things, it did not further the ministry at all.
或许在这个以这个圣工宏观的来看，并没有造成多大的一个改变。
But what she did offer to Lord Jesus.
但她对神献上的。
Lord Jesus said that she did enough.
那主耶稣说她做的是够的。
So and that's the attitude we need to make.Towards Lord Jesus.
这也就是我们要对主耶稣有的一个好的一个心态。
Focus on the heart and the goodness of the offering.
我们要强调我们做事情的态度跟我们的一个纯正的心思意念。
Don't focus on the offering itself.
不是观看这个祭物本身。
Do what we can.
我们要尽我们所能的来侍奉。
So lastly, let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 25.
最后我们来翻开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 37.
马太福音第25章第37节。
37
节。
Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? 38.
38节,
when did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? 39.
39节,
or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?
40. 40节,
and the king will answer and say to them, Surely I say to you, insomuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. So all of these small acts of kindness and gestures of goodness that were performed.
在我们所做的这些小小的美行跟美德的善事上
feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing a stranger.
我们可能是帮助那些生病的给这些口渴的或者是帮助这些给这些衣服
All of these things Lord Jesus sees and rejoices.
主耶稣看到了他也非常的喜悦。
Though it seems insignificant to yourself and maybe even others.
或者对你而言这是不是很重要的对他人也是但对神是重要的。
But Lord Jesus rejoices.
然而神看到了神很喜悦。
Do not worry about the result.
我们不需要来看待结果如何。
As long as it is from the heart.
只要我们从我们的心来做。
Even if you serve and it doesn't make sense to others.
或许对别人而言是不合常理。
But doing what you could at the moment is good enough.
我们把握机会，在对的时间，我们尽我们所能的来做。
And pleasing Lord Jesus is the most important thing.
我们能够要讨神喜悦是最重要的事。
So we end this morning's worship session.
我今早的见证正道到此。
May all the power and glory to the Heavenly Father.
愿一切的荣耀尊贵都归于神。
Lastly, let's rise up and sing hymn of praise 225.
我们一同来唱诗225首。